Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. It's that time of year when we're seeing lots of patients with upper respiratory tract infections. And
yeah.
One of the group that is most difficult to deal with are those that have underlying pulmonary disease, particularly those with COPD and asthma. The abstract that you've chosen this week from the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine asks a very important question, something that many people may think is intuitive, but the issue of antibiotics, and if we put patients on antibiotics long term, can we reduce hospitalizations and illness episodes? So the authors ask the question, does long-term use of erythromycin reduce exacerbations in patients with moderate to severe COPD? What did they find?
Well, this was a study actually from the University of the West Indies in Trinidad and Tobago. And kind of not a huge study, but they did follow the patients for a year and appeared to be a very well-designed study. They looked at patients with moderate to severe COPD based on their spirometry, and they only included folks who didn't need antibiotics or steroids during a run-in period. So this was not the bad kind of run-in period where they're trying to weed out the folks who don't take a medicine or don't tolerate it. They're trying to get people who at baseline don't have any exacerbations when the baseline data are collected. So they had 109 patients. They were randomized to get either 250 milligrams of erythromycin, good old erythromycin, twice daily, or placebo for 12 months. They tracked physiologic data like the FEV1 and also the number of moderate or severe exacerbations. Basically, a moderate exacerbation was sustained worsening of symptoms for two or more days that was treated with antibiotics or steroids or both. A severe exacerbation is one that resulted in hospitalization. Exacerbations were evaluated by some researchers who were masked to the patient's treatment group, which is good, and the two groups were similar at baseline, and the number of dropouts during the study was about 9 in each group, and that was similar. Among those patients who got erythromycin, there were 81 moderate to severe exacerbations, compared with 125 in those taking placebo, so 50% more in those taking placebo. The median number of exacerbations was 2 for the placebo group and only 1 for the erythro group. And the erythro group had a much longer median time to the first flare-up, 270 days versus 90 days. And their exacerbations were shorter, 9 versus 13 days. Mm. So all good. There were those were all statistically significant differences. There were also fewer hospitalizations in the erythro group, 6 versus 14, but that was a small enough outcome that the study wasn't powered to detect if that was statistically significant, and adverse effects were similar between groups, and as I said, they followed patients for a year. So in this group of patients in the West Indies with moderate to severe COPD, twice daily erythro at a low dose reduced the frequency and duration and apparently severity of exacerbations.
Interesting. I mean, I guess the first question is there anything about the West Indies that would make those patients different?
Yeah.
You know, the second question, though, is one of drug resistance, and one wonders when they did get sick, did they get sick with more virulent bugs or more resistant bugs?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be the case because they had shorter duration and there were fewer hospitalizations. Right. But yeah, those are issues. And I think I also worry that the sort of the natural tendency of physicians, you know, especially in our technological society is to, well, if erythromycin works, then azithromycin or Biaxin will work even better. And if 250 milligrams is good, then 500 is even better. So I worry that this kind of thing could be extended. And as we start, you know, especially if we use some of those drugs that we need for treating pneumonia and we need for treating exacerbations, that resistance would develop. So I like the idea of it being erythromycin because, you know, that's one that we really aren't using a whole lot for community-acquired pneumonia and exacerbations currently.
Right. You know, the other thing, just in closing, in preparation for this, I did a literature search last evening and found 9 randomized controlled trials looking at long-term antibiotics, ranging from penicillin to tetracycline. The interesting thing is, it's such a simple and interesting question, but every one of the trials that I found was published before 1970.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though this is from the West Indies, and listeners may say, well, why are you talking about something from the West Indies? You know, there's not a great database, and it does suggest that, you know, maybe it's time to do a larger clinical trial in the U.S.
Yeah, and it's like just like last week when we talked about irritable bowel. You know, these are very common things. The literature base is pretty weak, and certainly we've learned a lot about how to do a good randomized controlled trial in the last 10 years. And it would sure be nice to see one of these studies, you know, both these problems studied with 500 patients and followed for a year or two to really definitively answer the question.
Okay, we'll talk with you again next week. Thanks for your advice, and have a good week.
All right, see you soon.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.